We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
Must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Yes, and how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? Yes, and how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, and how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? Yes, and how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Yes, and how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Cigarettes. and Mrs. Wagner Pies, and walked off to look for America. Kathy, I said, as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh, Michigan seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America. Laughing on the bus, playing games with the faces. She said the man in the gabardine suit was a spy. Said, be careful, his bow tie is really a camera. Toss me a cigarette, I think there's one in my raincoat. We smoked the last one an hour ago. So I looked at the scenery. She read her magazine, and the moon rose over an open field. Kathy, I'm lost, I said, though I knew she was sleeping. I'm empty and aching, and I don't know. The cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all come to look for America. All come to look for America. All come to look for America.
That's Simon and Garfunkel doing America from their fourth album, Bookends, which came out on the Columbia record label in 1968. That album also had the hits Faking It, Hazy Shade of Winter, and Mrs. Robinson. Roy Halley, Art Garfunkel, and Paul Simon produced it. And just one of the things I can't help but point out is the amazing bass playing on there by Joe Osborne. It's just so beautiful. Also on the track, Hal Blaine on drums, Larry Nechtel on keyboards. Nechtel, by the way, would be the pianist on the majestic Bridge Over Troubled Waters and later be a founding member of the 70s soft pop hit group Bread. The Byrds were before Simon and Garfunkel doing their hit version of the Pete Seeger song Turn, Turn, Turn. That was from their second album of the same name, and Seeger basically used the first 8 verses of the 3rd chapter of the biblical book Ecclesiastes to create the song. Turn, Turn, Turn became the Byrds' second number one hit, their first being a few months earlier, Mr. Tambourine Man. So 1965 was a great year for them. Speaking of Bob Dylan was before the Byrds with Blowin' in the Wind, which he recorded in 1962. And said at the time that the song took less than 10 minutes to write. Well, there you go. Joan Baez opened up the show with her powerful telling of the classic song, The House of the Rising Sun, a song about a woman who felt trapped to live out her life as a prostitute in a New Orleans brothel. This appeared on Joan's self-titled 1960 debut album, which was on the Vanguard record imprint. I'm Rick Clark, and you're listening to my weekly show called Air Conditioned, which happens right here on WYXR-FM, broadcasting from my hometown of Memphis, Tennessee. You can hear Air Conditioned every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time. This episode of Air Conditioned is going to be I just was thinking about Martin Luther King Day, this current swearing in of a president, and just all the crazy stuff going on, and I just felt, you know, this might be the theme I want. I sort of felt like a folky kind of thematic show was in order. So if you like the idea of that, hang in for the rest of the hour. There's going to be a lot of great music. If this isn't your flavor, just come back next week and I'll have something different, I can assure you. Right now, we've got Judy Collins doing an emotionally arresting interpretation of a great Shel Silverstein song. It's a haunting story about a woman's endless grief from losing her husband to war. The song is called In the Hills of Shiloh from her 1963 Elektra Records album, Judy Collins 3. On the banjo is Jim McGuinn, who would later be known as Roger McGuinn of the Byrds. But instrumentally, the real gravity of the song comes from bass player Bill Takas, who does more than just hold down the low end of the song. He's ratcheting up the emotion of the song by his tonal shifts. It's really intuitive genius. Needless to say, Judy Collins just owns this song. Her raw emotion is so palpable. It's really amazing.
Have you seen Amanda Blaine in the hills of Shiloh, wandering in the morning rain through the hills of Shiloh? Have you seen her at her door, listening for the cannon's roar, and a man who went to war from the hills of Shiloh? Have you heard her mournful cries in the hills of Shiloh? Have you seen her haunted eyes in the hills of Shiloh? Have you seen her running down, searching through the sleeping town in her yellowed wedding gown in the hills of Shiloh? Have you seen her standing there in the hills of Shiloh, wind a blowing through her hair in the hills of Shiloh, listening for the sound for the rolling drums, and a man who never comes to the hills of Shiloh. Have you heard Amanda sing in the hills of Shiloh, whispering to her wedding ring in the hills of Shiloh? Hear her humming soft and low, poor Amanda doesn't know 'twas ended for
Lord, soon I had a little book was given to me, and every page spelled liberty. Trials, Lord, soon be over. If religion were a thing that money could buy, the rich would live and the poor would die. Brothers, too late, but never mind. All my trials, Lord, soon be over. There is a tree in paradise. Tree of life. All my trials, Lord, soon be over. Too late, my brother.
All the same. There's a green one and a pink one and a blue one and a yellow one, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same. And the people in the houses all went to the university, where they were put in boxes and they came out all the same. And there's doctors and lawyers and business executives, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same. And they all play on the golf course and drink their martinis dry, and they all have pretty children, and the children go to school, and the children go to summer camp, and then to the university, where they are put in boxes and they come out all the same. And the boys go into business and marry and raise a family in boxes made of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same. There's a pink one and a green one and a blue one and a yellow one, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same.
Of angel hair and ice cream castles in the air and feather canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that weave, but now they only block the sun. at love that we. But now it's just another show. You leave them laughing when you go. And if you care, don't let them know. Don't give yourself away.
Joni Mitchell, doing one of her greatest songs, Both Sides Now. I never get tired of that song. By the way, it's been covered by over 1,500 artists. Most notably, though, Judy Collins had a Grammy-winning 1968 Top 10 hit of the song. I love Joni's version here, but the one that hits me the hardest is the one that came out on her 2000 Reprise Records album called Both Sides Now. And if you haven't heard it, check it out. It's just a masterpiece. Before Joni Mitchell, we had Malvina Reynolds singing her 1962 put down of the middle class conformity kind of world around her. And the song was titled Little Boxes. It was recorded by Pete Seeger soon after and became his only charting single in 1964. By the way, Little Boxes became the theme song for a Showtime television series about a woman who becomes a pot dealer in a gated community, and the show is called Weeds. The first season of Weeds used Malvina Reynolds' own recording as the theme song, but in the second and third seasons, The showrunner and the music supervisors decided to have different artists do their versions of Little Boxes. Elvis Costello opened up season two with his take of the song with just him and a guitar. I got a call around that time from, I think, either the band's manager or maybe one of the band members. I'm not sure now. But they asked me if I would be interested in producing a version of Little Boxes for the show Weeds, and while I was at it, record a Robbie Robertson song, Rocking Chair, for a band tribute album. And of course, I said, yes, I'd be happy to do that. We went to New York City and recorded everything at Sear Sound, and I finished it up in Nashville. And Robbie Robertson told me one day that it was his favorite cover version of that song. Needless to say, that sort of made my day. I'm Rick Clark, and you're listening to my weekly show called Air Conditioned, which happens every Friday morning at 9 a.m. right here on WYXR-FM, broadcasting from Memphis, Tennessee. Coming up next, one of my very favorite folk singers ever, Fred Neil, performing his most famous song, Everybody's Talking.
Everybody's talking at me, don't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. People stopping, staring, I don't see their faces, only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain, going where the weather suits my clothes, banking off of the northeast wind, sailing on a summer breeze, skipping over the ocean like a stone. Keeps shining through the pouring rain, going where the weather suits my clothes, banking off of a northeast wind, sailing on a summer breeze, skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me, I don't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. I won't let you leave my love behind. No, I won't.
Thank you.
We're going to make it a trio out here. Jackson Brown.
Crops all in and the peaches are rotting, the oranges are piled and their creosote dumps, and they're flying back to that Mexican border to pay all their money and way back again.
My father's own father, they waded that river. They took all the money he made in his life. My brothers and sisters came working the fruit trees. They rode on that truck till they took down and died.
Goodbye to my one. Goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mis amigos. Jesus.
contract's out and we got to move on. There's 600 miles to the Mexican border. They chase us like outlaws, like rustlers, like thieves. We've died in your hills, we've died in your deserts, we've died in your valleys, we died on your plains. We died beneath your trees, how we died in your bushes. Both sides of that river, we died just the same. Goodbye, Chimaiwan, goodbye, Rosalita, adios, mis amigos, Jesus y Maria.
Skyplane caught fire over Los Gatos Canyon. A fireball of lightning shook all our hills. Who are all these friends all scattered like dry leaves? The radio said that they're just deportees.
Is this the best way we can grow our good orchard? Is this the best way we can grow our good food? They fall like dry leaves and rot on your topsoil. We call by no name except deportee. Goodbye, Chimaiwan. Goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mis amigos, Jesús y María.
Thank you. See you later.
Thank you, Jackson and Emu.
2 days ago, Freedom Marchers marched from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama.
Yeah.
I know some of you know about that.
Yeah.
That was in March of 1965. And from that march, word was revealed. And a song was composed. And we wrote a song about the Freedom Marchers. And we call it the Freedom Highway. And we dedicate this number to all of the Freedom Marchers. And it goes something like this.
Freedom the highway. March each and every day.
amen again.
Amen.
Keep on marching. Everybody talking about heaven is not going there. I want to make heaven my home, but I want to enjoy myself a little down here too. I wonder, can I get a witness tonight? Keep on marching. A freedom's highway.
June 6, 1966. The shanty man is down just like a dog. June 6, 1966. The shanty man is down just like a dog. Mr. President, I wonder what are you gonna do now? I don't believe you gonna do nothing at all. He was marching through Mississippi, lead my people what he thought was right. He was marching through Mississippi, lead my people what he thought was right. Last I heard of my boy Jay Murders, some evil man tried to take his life. I was looking at Dick Gravy this morning. He said, I'm here to take his place. I was looking at Dick Gravy this morning. He said, I'm here to take a play. The newspaper men asking, what do you think you're gonna prove? He said, I'm gonna lead the people just like James Murders do.
J.B. Lenore, Shot on James Meredith, from his 1995 Evidence Records collection titled Vietnam Blues. Lenore was born in Mississippi, but he made a name for himself as a Chicago blues artist. And one of the things I love about him, which is basically everything, is that he was the most activist, political-leaning blues artist of the time, at least as far as I know. He had songs like Vietnam, Alabama March, Eisenhower Blues, and this song, Shot on James Meredith, which paints a really brutal picture of the shooting of James Meredith, where Lenore sings about on June 6, 1966, they shot James Meredith down like a dog. James Meredith was a prominent figure in the civil rights movement, known for being the first African-American to enroll at the University of Mississippi in 1962. J.B. Lenore was preceded by Staple Singers doing a live version of Freedom Highway, the title cut off of their 1965 album of the same name. And that song was written by Pop Staples in 1965 about the Selma to Montgomery, Alabama march for voting rights. Sort of an issue that just won't go away. Before the Staple Singers, we had Joan Baez, Jackson Brown, and Emmylou Harris performing Woody Guthrie's song, Deportee, Plane Wreck at Los Gatos, which was inspired by a 1948 plane crash in California where 32 people died, 4 American crew members of the plane, and 28 migrant farm workers. Guthrie was struck at how the radio and newspaper coverage named the pilot and the flight crew and only named the migrant workers as deportees. We opened up the set with Fred Neil performing Everybody's Talking, recorded live in 1970 in Woodstock, New York, at a venue called The Elephant. You've probably heard Nielsen's version of Everybody's Talking because it was a huge hit in 1969, featured on John Schlesinger's movie Midnight Cowboy, and over 100 artists have recorded the song over the years, but this live version is still my favorite. I'm Rick Clark, and you're listening to my weekly show called Air Conditioned, which happens right here every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time, broadcasting from Memphis, Tennessee. Coming up next, we'll continue the James Meredith Freedom Highway theme for one more song with Bob Dylan doing Oxford Town.
Oxford Town, everybody's got the heads bowed down. Sun don't shine above the ground, ain't going down to Oxford Town. Time. Guns and clubs followed him down, all because his face was brown. Better get away from Oxford Town. Oxford Town around the bend, come to the door, he couldn't get in, all because of the color of his skin. What do you think about that, my friend? My guess, son, we got met with a tear gas bomb. I don't even know why we come, going back where we come from. Oxford Town in the afternoon, everybody singing a sorrowful tune. Two men died neath the Mississippi moon. Somebody better investigate soon.
What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned that Washington never told a lie. I learned that soldiers seldom die. I learned that everybody is free. And that's what the teacher said to me. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school. And what did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned that policemen are my friends. I learned that justice never ends. I learned that murderers die for the crimes, even if we make a mistake sometimes. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school. And what did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned that war is not so bad. I learned about the great ones we have had. We fought in Germany and in France, and someday I might get my chance. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school. And what did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned our government must be strong. It's always right and never wrong. Our leaders are the finest men, and we elect them again and again. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school.
Would you like to know a secret just between you and me? I don't know where I'm going next. I don't know where I'm gonna be. But that's the other side to this life I've been leading. But that's the other side to this life. Well, my whole world world's in an uproar, Roy. See, my own world's upside down. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm always bumming round. And that's another side to this life I've been leading. And that's another side to this life. Well, I don't know what I'm doing. Half the time I don't know where I'll go. I think I'll get me a sailing boat and sail the Gulf of Mexico. But that's another side to this life I've been leading. And that's another side to this life. Well, I think I'll go to Nashville or down to Tennessee. The 10-cent life I've been leading here gonna be the death of me. But that's the other side to this life I've been leading. And that's another side to this life. Would you like to know a secret just between you and me? I don't know where I'm going next. I don't know where I'm gonna be. But that's another side to this life I've been leading. But that's another side to this life.
Bells of light now.
Damn, I love that song. That's the Byrds doing The Bells of Rimini. From their 1965 Columbia Records debut album, Mr. Tambourine Man. The music was written by Pete Seeger with words originally cribbed from the Welsh poet Idris Davis. Seeger released this song in 1958, but this version by the Byrds is just beautiful, and it just felt like a nice note to end on this folky episode of Air Conditioned. Roger McGuinn's kind of chiming 12-string Rickenbacker guitar figure inspired George Harrison when he wrote the song If I Needed Someone for the Beatles' Rubber Soul album. Interesting little tidbit there. Before the Byrds, we had Fred Neil doing The Other Side to This Life from the 1965 album Bleeker and McDougal. Before Fred Neil, we have Tom Paxton. What Did You Learn in School Today? From his 1964 Elektra Records debut titled Ramblin' Boy. We opened up the set with Bob Dylan doing Oxford Town from his 1962 album The Freewheeling Bob Dylan. I'm Rick Clark, and for the last hour you have been listening to my show Air Conditioned, which happens here on WYXR-FM broadcasting from Memphis, Tennessee, every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time. I hope you guys are feeling good today. I'm feeling pretty good myself, and I love sharing music with you.